Across Tamworth and the Northwest Slopes and Plains, you're waking up to 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Hello, Tony Ambrogetti. How are you? Or Dr. Tony, as I call him.
I feel
like I should be laying on a couch.
Therapist, Tony. Yeah, no.
Right. I'm good. When I say doctor, I mean psychologist, psychiatrist. I'm feeling quite a bit better now. Thank you very much. I won't let people in on what we were talking about. Sometimes you get a bit depressed.
You know, 6:15 is the best time to get out everything you're feeling.
Well, I do feel a bit better now, having got.
Because then the rest of the day ahead of you, it's going to be sunny and warm today.
It is going to be a beautiful day. I'm going to go for a walk later on if I can manage.
If I can.
I'm hoping to manage. I'm going to do it anyway, whether it's a limp or a walk is a good thing. It's just a thing.
I always have this, like, just start something and like give it a start, and then you'll be able to tell if you want to continue or not. Do you know what I mean? If you're kind of like apprehensive beforehand, this is what I convince myself to go to the gym. Yep. I'm like, just get there. Like you don't only have to stay for like 10 minutes if you're really hating it. And then once I start, I'm like, oh yeah, I love this.
You do that, don't you?
Apprehensive.
So motivation is a hard thing to get, isn't it?
Just give yourself a deal. Like, just do a 10 minute workout.
See, we should have done this on Tuesday Life Hacks.
And then you get going and you're like, I'm good. Like, I used to do it all the time.
Once you get there, you're all right.
Yeah, especially when I was, like, I was doing a lot of physical exercise already, but I did still need to keep up, like, different aspects of physical exercise and keep the body in shape and all of that. And I used to just get so exhausted and have no motivation. And so I would do these 10-minute YouTube, like, cardio videos because I'm like, it's just 10 minutes. And then once
were they high intensity? What do they call the high intensity?
Yeah, honestly. It honestly was like a bunch of star jumps. And then by the time I'd done 10 minutes of star jumps, I'd be like, you know what? I could do the leg one that's 15 minutes. And then I'd do that. I'd be like, oh, I may as well do some abs. Next minute, 30 minutes of exercise.
30 minute workout. There you go. Now, what did you do last night at the gym? What was the class you did last night?
So I did a body balance last night, and I haven't done one of those in probably like 6 or 7 years, and I thought to myself, you know what, I really need a stretch. I've been sitting at the office all day, but it's probably quite chill, you know. It's a mix of Tai Chi and yoga and Pilates, so I thought I'd do a bit of a run first. And body balance is not easy, people. Let me tell you, I was dying in the best way.
So why is it so intense? What makes it so hard? Because Pilates and Tai Chi doesn't sound
very strenuous. I think there's a lot of strength work as well at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's ever done like a strength yoga class, you spend a lot of time in your legs. Mm-hmm. And then there was quite a few like kind of push-up-y things too.
Yep.
And I also forget that I'm now just a normal pedestrian that doesn't do 3 hours of exercise a day.
You're not a professional athlete anymore, basically. Yeah. That's what dancers
but
are,
aren't you, basically? Yeah. I still like expect that from myself. So I push myself extremely hard, and then I'm like, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
relax. I find myself in this weird place of like, oh, I used to be able to do things like, you know, way more extremely than I can now.
So as a professional dancer. Yeah, but what I'm saying, as a professional dancer.
Oh, when you are one.
How would you, like, you were performing, obviously, most nights of the week, let's say 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
And what training goes into that as well during that time? Because your dance routine, basically up there, dance for an hour or whatever it was.
Yeah, so we had the show.
There's also training that goes underneath that.
Yeah, we had the shows were an hour each, and we did two every night that we had a show.
Yep.
Sometimes you'd work 5 nights
a
week.
So 2 hours. Yeah.
That's like basically like 2 hours of a kind of like interval training because you sprint and then you stop and then you sprint and then you stop.
Yeah.
And every day that we had a show, we would also have an hour of rehearsals in the daytime. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we didn't use it. Sometimes we did. Just depended on what was going on. So that could potentially be another hour. And then I generally did about an hour at the gym, at least 5 days a week.
Okay, wow. So 3 hours, basically 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Take a toll on your body after a while?
Yeah, definitely. I have a lot of cracks and sometimes when I like,
a bit creaky.
If I like stand up in the morning and there's like knees, shoulders, back, and people are like, how old are you? What's going on?
Yeah, right. So you don't look that old from the outside, but maybe from the inside you probably... anyway, yeah. Enough of you. That's fascinating. Actually, I want to continue this conversation another day.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
But we need to talk about the news.
Well, yes. Mm. So yesterday there was a police raid on a home just north of, just west of Gunnedah. So still Oxley Police District. Must have been planned because they executed a search warrant and they actually came up with a whole seizure of weapons and drug items. So there's some very interesting pictures that they posted on their Facebook of some automatic looking weapons, which is kind of scary to see. That's the kind of stuff you think of in America.
Yeah,
not
that's
here.
Exactly right. Well, you get one for your 18th birthday in America.
Yes.
So it's a little bit different, but still,
but
automatic
on a positive
weapons
note,
are.
They've been seized. So
yeah, that's good. But
that's good.
How many more are out there? I guess that's
yeah. And then
the scary bit.
Closer to home, Tamworth Regional Council has received a gift from our sister city, and I apologise to all of our Chinese Australian citizens out there because I'm going to butcher this. Keelung County, definitely that's not how you say it properly, China.
Yeah.
So that's our sister city, and they gifted 500 masks and gloves.
Oh, good on them.
Maybe more than that. Sorry. I think I just got that wrong too.
Whatever it is, it just goes to show that people are people wherever you go. And there's lovely people everywhere. Chinese are not demons. They're not awful.
Oh, no,
but, the government,
not.
We probably don't get on with, and they hate us right back. But
there's some political
issues
there.
People are beautiful. Yeah.
But people are people. And so they've gifted them to Tamworth region.
Nice.
And so the council has made them available for all council workers working on the front line. Now, they're not compulsory. However, yesterday, Gladys Berejiklian, New South Wales Premier, she did foreshadow some harsher restrictions if she doesn't see more people wearing masks. So I think the council is just stepping up and making it available for all their staff so that if they want to wear them on, frontline positions, they can.
Oh, that's really good. Good on them. Do you know what the best sport is for these times? Fencing.
Yeah, true.
You wear a mask, you wear gloves.
And you stay 1.5.
And if someone comes within 1.5 metres, you stab them.
Yeah. That's funny. I like that.
That should be the sport du jour. They should be out there.
Yeah.
Whoever
the
is there a Tamworth Fencing Association? You should be out there.
The Olympics should just be fencing only.
Yeah, that's exactly. Get away.
Speaking of fencing at the Olympics, I actually went to see the fencing when at the Sydney Olympics.
Did you really? Because that's what you did. You go in the ticket lottery and that's what you got? Because
no,
what it was.
My dad loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he was a fencing man. Yeah.
He had an old friend from university who works with the Italian fencing team. So that's who we went to see. And she actually won, the Italian girl
won. The Goldie.
Won. Yeah.
She got
and
the Goldie.
We were there.
Yeah.
It was amazing because then obviously my dad knew them. But the funniest part that I remember most was the Italian coach was yelling out rude things in Italian. Oh. And my dad was sat there like translating. And I was like, Dad, you're saying naughty words.
I don't know whether I want to know this word.
And my mum was horrified. She was just like embarrassed.
What was the coach saying? If you can tidy it up a bit, was he like,
it was
stick
just...
it up his?
No.
He was sort of not that. No,
it was
no,
to the ref. You know, saying that he wasn't making great calls or that like you
That's
know.
It's hard to judge that though, isn't it? Because they just like. They start and go, right, go, and they go, done, and someone has a point. And
exactly.
It's
so the coach was like, that, but with very colourful language.
You cheat.
And obviously in Italian, and so, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
Interesting, Tevita Pangai Jr., he's been suspended for an unknown period, as indefinite period. It's just like Like, they knew this bloke did the wrong thing and they knew he was gone a week ago. Why, they haven't worked out how long he's out for yet? Well, we've found him $30,000, and it's like when you get in trouble when you're a kid, your dad goes, go to your room and stay there. And you haven't even, and as a parent, you haven't even worked out how long, you know, what you're going to do yet. Till I calm down. I'm so angry with you, Tavita. Get in your room, stay there, and I'll tell you when you can come out. You'd think they would give him, you know, some kind of clarity on that, but there you go. I guess that's the NRL. They have to go and consult Peter Volandis. An attractive young woman walks up to the bar and talks to the barman. He's a hipster-looking bloke with a big full beard. She leans over and touches the man on the beard and says, are you the publican? And she's gently stroking his beard. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm only just working here. And she says, well, she strokes his beard again with both hands and says, can I talk to him? He says, no, you can't. He's actually not here tonight. Well, she says, and she strokes his beard gently again, and she says, well, when you see him, tell him there's no toilet roll in the women's.
Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM and 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
In the Scottish Highlands, of course, that's where we're going now, trolls are to be left in 90-day lee bays as part of the Highlands to help tackle problems with outdoor toileting. They don't have any dunnies up there in the Scottish Highlands, so they're going to leave trowels so you can dig a little hole, I guess. I don't know how that helps you with your, I guess you've got to bring your own date roll. Loughborough Community Council is also to install signs. Christopher Dawson, no, Toffer, Chairman Toffer, T-O-P-H-E-R. He's got no Chris, he's just got the Toffer. Said the trowels would offer an emergency last resort for those who desperately need the loot to dig a hole and bury the waste. He said some of the many welcome visits. You're most welcome. Please take a trowel with you. It's like when you're taking the sand bucket on the golf course, I suppose. Make sure you take a trowel. Nobody wants to step in that. And they're probably right. They come to the area knowing there will be few facilities. The community council covers a large part of the Northwest Highlands around Ullapool and Dundonnell. The Highlands have become a popular destination tourist following the easing of some lockdown restrictions in Scotland. The pubs have been a lot more popular. Mr. Dawson said people might not know available public toilets were thin on the ground before they travelled to the region. They should be offered help. He said the temporary solution was needed and 90 plastic garden trowels had been ordered. They're little spades, I guess we would call them. He hoped people would first consider finding a public toilet if they couldn't. We've got about 100 lay bays in our area, but 90 trowels were all that were available to buy. They can only buy 90 of them. There's only 90 of them available in the whole of Scotland. The community council plans to put up signs at all the lay bays with a map showing where the public toilets are. If you're not able to make it there, because they could be 10 miles away, you just take advantage of one of the little plastic. I mean, are you going to pick that? Like, we're living in these coronavirus times. Are you going to pick one of them up that someone else? Goodness me, is that mud on the bottom of that? Was he using that to dig a hole or wipe his ass? I'm not going. Enjoying your fast food lately? The calorie count might not be the only thing you need to be worried about with your next fast food order. Toxic chemicals may be coating the wrappers and containers used at popular fast food restaurants, according to a report titled Packaged in Pollution. Are food chains using PFAS in packaging? That was released on Thursday by the environmental advocacy groups Toxic Free Future and Mind the Store. So, you know, asterisk next to that one, they've got a vested interest. In it, tests revealed toxic levels of PFAS substances in a group of man-made chemicals composed of non-biodegradable linked carbon and fluorine. Blah, 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 blah. It's in your Big Mac wrapper. Or your Hungry Jacks. Or your KFC. Any of that stuff. Researchers found the chemicals present in packaging for the Whopper burger
in the packaging used for the chain's chicken nuggets and cookies. Substance were also found in McDonald's wrappers for the Big Mac, fries and cookies, and the paper bags used in Wendy's, which we don't have out here and we don't need. Containers made from the moulded fibre said to be environmentally friendly tested high for PFAS. According to the report, PFAS were also found in bowls and containers used at restaurants that market themselves as healthy and eco-conscious. So there you go. Probably the wrappers are going to kill you as well. So, I don't know. Next.
Right across Tamworth and the Northwest Slopes and Plains, this is 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM.
August 12 in the town in Pennsylvania. Nicole Parris's son and her friend had gone for a long bicycle ride in Pennsylvania there when they got tired on the trip home. So the boy called his mom for a lift back to their Pennsylvania residence. Sounds all good so far. When Parris, 34, so how old were the kids then? If she had, say she had them at 14, that makes them, well, that would make them 20. 34, say she had them at 20, they're in their early teens, you'd think. When she reached the children, or maybe even younger than that, she realised that her car wasn't big enough for the juveniles and their bicycles. So she came up with an idea. Why don't we just put a towel on the rear hatch and close it in there, and that would serve as a tow line for the children to hold on to, and I'll just tow them home on their bikes. Seemed like a good idea at the time. However, as described in a criminal complaint, Paris's invention failed miserably when her son lost his grip on the towel because he's got to steer the bike as well and fell off his bike. The boy's friend then ran him over. And not much hilarity ensued. The complaint doesn't reveal the ages of the boys or whether either suffered injuries, but you can imagine it was a calamity. During a police investigation of the incident, Paris's son stated he wanted his mother charged and he would testify in court to this incident. He wanted his mother charged. I got to run over. Billy ran me over. Someone's got to pay. I wonder if he's going to sue her. The charges don't stick. Paris was charged with two misdemeanor counts of endangering the welfare of children. She was also charged with allowing the minors to hang on to a moving vehicle, which is also an offence. She's due for a hearing on September 17, and needless to say, we'll be following it up then.